This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 715, The Stock Market in Words You Can Actually Understand, part 2, by Nick True of mappedoutmoney.com. And I am your host and narrator. My name is Dan, and a happy Friday to you. It's actually Black Friday here in the U.S., where people tend to go a little bit nuts and buy just about anything that's on sale. But if you listen to this podcast regularly and you hear all the different blogs that I narrate for you, you probably don't fall into that boat. The articles here tend to focus on spending less, saving more, and spending money on experiences more than things. And not only that, but also learning about the best ways to leverage your money. And speaking of great blogs, this episode is sponsored by On Your Own, a personal finance blog that provides free and unbiased information that anyone can understand, whether you're starting out in the real world or just looking for a new beginning. Check out onyourown.org/optimalfinance to learn more. It's a great free resource that will empower you to make better financial decisions. That's onyourown.org/optimalfinance, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday, so I would recommend listening to that episode first. That's episode 714, if you haven't done so already. If you're all caught up, let's get right to part two as we continue optimizing your life. The Stock Market in Words You Can Actually Understand, Part 2, by Nick True of MappedOutMoney.com. How do you make money with stocks? Well, you can make money with stocks in two different ways. The first is through dividends. A dividend is just a payout by a company to the shareholders. This happens when a company takes part of the profits and gives it to its shareholders. This is very common for older, more established companies, but not very common for new startups. Not all companies pay dividends, but those who do typically pay them on a set schedule, such as monthly, quarterly, or yearly. The second way you can make money in the stock market is by selling your stock after it has gone up. If you buy 10 shares of a stock for $50 per share, that's $500. Then let's say at the end of the year the stock price has increased to $60 per share. Then your stocks would be worth $600 and you would have $100 of unrealized gains. Unrealized gains is just fancy for you would make money if you sold, but you haven't sold yet. If you decide to sell your shares for $60 each, then you would realize that $100 gain. Stock index. You may have heard of a stock market index. Like stock exchanges, there are all sorts of indexes out there. Two of the popular indexes are the S&P 500, Standard & Poor's 500, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average, or DJIA. The S&P 500 is a group of 500 of the largest companies in America, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average tracks only 30 large U.S. companies. These two indexes have been around for a long time and have become benchmarks in the industry. Another popular index is the Wilshire 5000, which attempts to include almost all of the publicly traded stocks in America. Because of this, it is often referred to as a total stock market index. A stock market index is essentially a grouping of stocks based on some commonality. The index uses the stock prices of each company to measure the value of that section of stocks as a whole. For this reason, the S&P 500 has become known as one of the best benchmarks for the U.S. stock market. The logic is that since the S&P 500 tracks the performance of 500 of the largest companies in the country, it provides a pretty good gauge of how the overall U.S. economy is doing. Although there are different ways that these indexes can be calculated, don't make it more complicated than it is. It's enough to know that there are many different indexes out there, and their whole purpose is to help you understand how a specific group of stocks is performing. How do you actually invest in the stock market? So now that you understand how the stock market works, you're probably curious about how you can actually invest. Well, the easiest way is through an employer-sponsored retirement plan, like a 401k or 403b. If your employer offers a retirement plan, you can specify the mutual funds you would like to invest in. But if you don't have access to an employer retirement plan, you can either open your own retirement account, such as a Roth IRA, or you can open a regular brokerage account. If you want to trade individual stocks, which I don't recommend, you could open an account with an online discount broker such as TD Ameritrade, Scottrade, or E-Trade. You simply open a regular brokerage account, which is very similar to setting up a checking account at your bank. Then you can search stocks based on their ticker symbol and purchase as many shares as you would like. Typically, you can expect to pay a fee for each transaction in the range of $7 to $15 per trade for these lower-cost online brokerage firms. As you will likely learn if you spend any time on my blog, I am a huge fan of mutual funds through Vanguard, specifically index funds. There's a good shot that you have no idea what you are doing when it comes to investing. The majority of the professionals out there can't consistently beat the S&P 500, so why in the world do I think that I could? Here's the thing, I don't. So I take a very hands-off approach by investing through a Vanguard index fund, and I think you should too. You can open a retirement account or a regular brokerage account and start investing in a simple S&P 500 index fund in less than an hour. You can set it all up online through Vanguard's website and easily transfer money to your investment account from your bank. I promise it's not as hard as it sounds. Don't invest in anything you don't understand. I want to stress this point. When it comes to investing, you can really lose your shirt, so be patient. Don't be in a rush to throw your money into something you don't really understand. Do some research. Spend some time on Google trying to understand what it is you're wanting to invest in. If you've got questions, don't be afraid to comment on this article or send me an email. I want to help you in any way that I can. Just promise me that you won't jump in feet first. Investing is one area where you don't want to learn by doing. That's a quick way to lose more money than you ever thought possible. You really can do it. I truly believe this. You don't have to be an expert. You don't need a degree in finance. You don't even need to understand all of the different types of investment transactions. If you'll put in some time on the front end, you really can invest for yourself and your future. You're a lot smarter than you give yourself credit for, and investing is a lot easier than you think. I really believe that anyone can invest well and retire wealthy on their own if they truly want it. You just listened to part two of the post titled "The Stock Market in Words You Can Actually Understand" by Nick True of MappedOutMoney.com. Now, you already know from listening to this show that there are thousands of financial blogs and websites out there, but how do you know what information to trust? On Your Own is a personal finance blog that provides free and unbiased information that anyone can understand. Whether you're starting out in the real world or just looking for a new beginning, On Your Own will be there as a helpful guide and your biggest supporter. On Your Own blog articles are written by personal finance experts from the National Endowment for Financial Education, and the NEFE is the leading nonprofit national foundation dedicated to inspiring empowered financial decision-making for individuals and families. The On Your Own blog covers a wide range of topics, including how to choose a credit card, how to start investing, and what to do if your identity is stolen. The blog only links to reputable resources that you can trust, so all of your personal finance questions can be answered on the blog or by one of their resources. Check out onyourown.org/optimalfinance to learn more. It's a great and free resource that will empower you to make better financial decisions. That's onyourown.org/optimalfinance, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. And that'll do it for today and for this week here at Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for being here and for being a subscriber and regular listener. Hope you're having a great holiday weekend and a calm and not too expensive Black Friday. And I'll see you right back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.